Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. One of my favorite writers, Wright Thompson of ESPN, has written another book. It's entitled Pappyland. It's sort of about Pappy Van Winkle, this high-end bourbon, or at least it's a bourbon that's highly collectible. And if you can have a 23-year-aged bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, it might go for $3,000, $4,000. Supply and demand. And so Wright wrote this book on, you know, Pappy, the guy who started, or his grandfather started Pappy Van Winkle, and spends a lot of time with him in Kentucky, and he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. It's really about family, but it has to do with bourbon as well. And only Wright Thompson can sort of weave, you know, this storyline through all of this. Yes, Eden.
How much of Pappy Van Winkle's like success or I don't know, name is marketing versus how great it really is?
Well, I think it's, we want what we can't have. And when somebody says, oh, it's really rare to get that. Pappy Van Winkle doesn't, if you see it in the store, it doesn't cost you, you know, probably cost you less than $100. But if you see it on the secondary market, it can go for $5,000. It's wild. It's crazy. And if I did a taste test and I said, here's Pappy and then here's Buffalo Trace or Bullet, or you might not be able to tell the difference between the two. But we want what we can't have. Therefore, people want Pappy Van Winkle. And Pappy Van Winkle gets a lot of blame because people think he's the one that's price gouging him. He hasn't changed his prices. At least I don't think he has, not much, but that secondary market, if you Google Pappy Van Winkle, you're going to go, what? For a bottle? Yes, Paul.
Pappy's driving a Benz these days. I don't think he's in a pickup. I think that's the same way with some beer companies. Some of these small craft beer companies, they only distribute on the property, and you have to go to them, and it creates a buzz around them, and that's a big deal in the beer industry.
Well, Spotted Cow, Heady Topper, those are two that in the last couple of years. Now, Heady Topper is now more readily available.
Yeah, about 7-8 years ago in northern Vermont, Heady Topper was only available in a small town, and they only sold it on the property. Yeah. It was Alchemist Brewing, and it became a buzz. And it is a great beer, but the buzz was as good as bigger than the beer.
I like Spotted Cow better. Spotted Cow in Wisconsin, and you can only get it in Wisconsin.
Have you trafficked some Spotted
Cow?
Have
I trafficked some Spotted Cow?
Participated in the trafficking of Spotted Cow?
Yes, I have. Mm. Yes, I have. My son went to Wisconsin and brought back a 6-pack for me.
Like Smokey the Bandit, you sent him to make a run?
Yes, yes. Midnight run. And then I had a listener who sent me some some Spotted Cow, and actually some signs, beer signs for Spotted Cow. I'll be able to put those up in my jail cell when I go to prison. What are you in for? Trafficking. Oh, yeah. What would be trafficking? Spotted Cow beer. What? Yeah. Spotted Cow. That's probably not going to play well in the yard, just to let you know. I would just stick with trafficking, not trafficking Spotted Cow. Got new odds out for who's going to be the favorite for the national championship. I think everybody, well, no, you might be surprised that Clemson is still ahead of Notre Dame. So it's Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Florida with a big win over Georgia. What happened to Georgia's defense? And I came away with a whole different feeling about Kyle Trask because he hung in there, had some big throws in there. That was a big game for him. BYU is sixth on the list to win the national title. Now, granted, these are long odds. Cincinnati, and then it's Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Georgia, Oklahoma State, Oregon's in there. Texas, USC is in there. But it's basically Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson. Then there's a big drop-off between Clemson and Notre Dame. Your Heisman favorite is not Mac Jones at Alabama, not Trevor Lawrence at Clemson, not Kyle Trask at Florida, not Zach Wilson at BYU. It's Justin Fields at Ohio State. Right now, the odds-on favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Yes, McLovin.
Is he going to be able to get enough games in?
I don't know.
I mean, not just because of his program, but the programs he's facing.
I know. Wisconsin has to get this game in this weekend against Michigan, or they have no chance to be able to qualify for the Big Ten championship. Michigan, I guess you want to play this game. But Wisconsin's been rested, that's for sure. Angry and rested, but you know, you start to look at what's happening. You know, you had a cancellation in the Pac-12. You got one in the SEC coming up this weekend. You don't know if you have another one in the Big Ten. I just saw where Ben Roethlisberger is right now in the COVID protocol here. He hasn't tested positive, but I guess it's a high risk and it's interaction there. And then I think he's got to wait 5 days before, you know, he's got to test negative this game against the Bengals coming up this weekend as I try to ad-lib my way through that. Yes, McLovin.
It's funny, you know, the new rules are going to be if they cancel a week, then there's no bye week. Right now the Steelers have the bye. What if they were the team that had to cancel?
I know. And I mentioned this, just keep an eye on this. This is really sneaky. I don't know if you know about this, but the NFL owners are voting today to approve a COVID-19 contingency playoff plan. Now, that's only going to be used if a meaningful game is canceled. The plan will throw out the current format, replace it with a seeded bracket, and expands the total number of playoff teams. A source told me this morning, hey, this is being enacted this year. If there's a cancellation, this is the future of NFL playoffs, in his opinion. He works with the NFL, and he said, this, I think, is one of those that we're thinking about it. Now, when they think about it, it feels like we gave great thought to it. What's the reaction from the media and the fans? And then could we implement this? Now, let me go a little bit further here. If a team is unable to play all of its regular season games, the plan then expands the number of teams that makes the playoffs from each conference to seven to eight. And also, understand, baseball expanded, NBA expanded, all of these leagues, they're adding, not subtracting. College football missed a golden opportunity this year, in my opinion. They should have expanded to eight teams for this year to get some money to some of these athletic departments with some of these other schools and conferences. Now, each division winner will make the playoffs. Four additional teams with the best record in their conferences make the playoffs. Ties will be broken. They have 10 different metrics, head-to-head, conference winning percentage, strength of schedule. Once the playoff teams are decided, winning the division ceases to matter. Each conference will seed their teams by winning percentage. Then instead of the normal wild card round and a first round bye for the top team, all eight teams play each other using a bracket format. the first ranked team, the top seed, will play the eighth ranked team. The second team will play the seventh, and so on and so on. I think this is the future here of NFL playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
I keep going back to what you've been saying in the past month, that college football not doing this.
Yeah.
It's a green light for every league, every professional and college organization to do whatever they want this year, to make money, to recoup money. Everybody wants more sports. It's another whiff by the NCAA because nobody's in charge.
Yeah, that's the problem. These are the Power Five conferences that are running college football, but they just missed a great opportunity, in my opinion. I mean, imagine if you got BYU and Cincinnati in there, and you may go, oh, nobody wants to see them. Watch those two teams and tell me if nobody wants to see them. Cincinnati is a good team, good defense. BYU's got a first-round draft pick at quarterback. I just want to see these teams get a chance, because that's all you want, a chance. And if you have eight teams, okay, Alabama blows out BYU. Okay, no harm. But if you're only going to be playing seven games and you had this playoff to maybe play 10 games, I'm not taxing these kids as much as I would during a regular season where they're playing 12 regular season games, and then we tack on three or four more games. Yeah, McLovin.
So is this a one-time thing? Because you guys are both forced, as I remember, for like Final Four, not Final Eight.
Well, I like the Final Four, but in this year, under these circumstances, baseball expanded, NBA expanded, NFL's talking about expanded, college football, I don't want it to be left in the dust. I don't want it to be a dinosaur here. I want it to realize, all right, we got to think bigger picture here. Now, maybe that happens when the Power Five conferences decide to unite and they say, this is how we're going to do it as we move forward.
You know? But do you stick to the expansion in all these sports, or do you contract back?
I don't want everybody making the playoffs. I don't want 16 teams making the NFL playoffs.
And MLB.
No, I don't want that. The NBA. I don't want that. Like, I want it to mean something if you make the playoffs. And I think what happens is you could have a team that's the best team in the regular season. They could get knocked off by a team that is struggling, scraping their way into the playoffs, and they're playoff ready when they start their opening round. And that's not fair to the team that was best during the regular season. You get hot for four games, five games. I don't like that. That's not a true testament to the greatness of a team or the regular season. Yes, Paulie.
It also seems unfair to a program like BYU, which is probably going to finish undefeated at 10-0, and they're going to have no chance, very little chance, to play for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if other teams in like the Big Ten played a full schedule where they had to play 10, 11 games, they'd have more opportunities to lose and more opportunities for a team like BYU to move up.
Other news, Sergio Garcia announced yesterday that he'll miss this week's Masters. He contracted the coronavirus. He felt symptoms over the weekend. He was at the Houston Open. And as if the course wasn't enough to worry about, now the world's top golfers and their caddies are in Augusta with an extra layer of concern. And everyone's going to be tested, and hopefully everybody's safe and able to compete, but nothing normal about this year's tournament. And Paulie brought this up this morning. When you think about 2020 in the world of sports, it's like you wake up and you have to walk around with your shoes on the wrong feet. Like, there's nothing normal. There's nothing comfortable about it. We have the Masters in November, and it's disjointed. Basketball just ended, and now it's just getting ready to start again. But November, not April. Sights and sounds, no patrons there. Still the same course, but it's just about getting through each week, each day. And this is every sport. You're just trying to get through it. If they can manage, we can focus on the golf and enjoy one of the best events in all the sports. Whether it's April or November, Augusta still looks beautiful. Rain in the forecast. I'm curious what happens with Bryson DeChambeau, because he's going to be hitting some drives probably 400 yards.
Is that a shorter course in comparison to like U.S. Open courses?
Probably. They can't lengthen it much more than they already have. And I still maintain, and this goes back probably 7 years ago, where I was friends with somebody at Titleist. And I said to him, I said, do you think that the Masters will ever say, if you want to play in the Masters, you have to have our modifications for a golf ball? Because the clubs are unbelievable, but the golf ball is changing the sport. But NASCAR says that when you go to a certain track, restrictor plates, that's like this. If you go to Sonoma, this is the way we race here. And I think, I wonder if the Masters just said, we're going to put our logo on your golf ball. It has to pass our specifications, whether it's TaylorMade, it's Callaway, it's Titleist. Go down the list of these golf balls. I'm not saying you go back to, you know, wooden clubs here.
Oh.
Or actual woods, you know, that there's wood in the wood.
Carry your own bag.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. But I wonder if they just do sort of flight restricted, where you want to get back to golfing, not just who's the most powerful player out there. Golf is becoming a lot like baseball. It's all about power. And you miss the people, the players who, like, you look down through the list. There are a lot of golfers who never would have won majors. But they were great golfers. But it's about power and being able to overpower these, you know, par fives and make them a driver and a nine iron. That's not the way the courses were made. And you can't add too much to those tee boxes. They tried to do that on a couple of holes at Augusta. But there are certain ones, there's no more space there. No more room. And I just hate to see these golf courses being made antiquated. They, you know, the reason why they were set up, how they were set up, you know, the approach shots are going to change a little bit with power and, you know, the equipment. But I'd hate to see Augusta, you know, rendered just another course here. And I would grow the rough if you could grow the rough. Like, you have to penalize long hitters. I go back to when they said, well, we're going to tiger-proof Augusta. What did they do? They lengthened it. And I went, so the guy who hits it further than anybody, you're going to lengthen it. That's going to tiger-proof it. You know what would tiger-proof it? If you had, like, some rough there. So when you miss the fairway, you know, you were penalized there. So now you've just taken 20 more golfers out of this because you tiger-proofed it. They jack-proofed it back in the 60s, Jack Nicklaus, because Jack was hitting the ball so much further than everybody else. Now what do you do with Bryson DeChambeau? I don't think you can Bryson-proof this place. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that the Masters, I should say the TV partners, is it CBS and ESPN?
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll pump in crowd noises and roars for, or are they going to go natural?
Well, they did before. They've pumped in noise.
At the Masters?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they pumped in noise. I think, didn't somebody call them out and say, wait, that's a different kind of bird that's not... Caw-caw! Caw-caw! Yeah, there are different sound effects there, but I think somebody called out, Google that, Todd, while you're not doing anything.
That's actually the piping plover, which original to the area.
Yes. I think that they were called out for piping in some noise there. No, they didn't have that. Well, it is a dog leg left. Yeah, McLovin.
I have this story. Is CBS piping fake birds into its Masters coverage, and they talk to a professor who says yes, an ornithology professor.
I would love if they just had, you know, like Jurassic Park animals. Yeah, McLovin.
CBS said that they admitted they did it in the 2000 PGA, but they will not admit to putting in fake birds at Augusta. So they used to...
Wait, they will not admit, or they just said, no, we didn't?
Like, they said we did not, okay. But they admitted that they put in fake birds at the 2001 PGA, or 2000 PGA. Recorded bird sounds.
That is the Falco peregrinus, more commonly known as the peregrine falcon, not unique, not indigenous to that area, therefore.
Well, the migratory patterns in November.
Of course, of course.
Way different.
Of course.
Obviously.
Absolutely. I still go back to that movie Up with Russell. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! Have you seen Up, McLovin?
Up with who?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, balloons on a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're crying at the opening scene.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Oh, it'll make you cry your eyes out.
It's a great movie. Help but love Russell. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Patriots came back and they won it, so the Jets season is still perfect. Three MAC games coming up tonight. And the NBA season begins December 20th instead of 22nd. and it's 1 week to go until the draft. Is it just me, or does LaMelo Ball look like Baba Booey from the Howard Stern show?
On the court? Like his game?
No. Just his face.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks a little like Baba Booey.
Or a Wolf.
Both average shooters.
Baba Booey. Fafa Fooey. I was in the Bahamas, and I was with my kids, and I hear this, Baba Booey! Baba Booey! And I'm looking around going, I don't know if they're talking to me. Gary Delabate, Baba Booey, gets out of the water, and all of these guys were yelling Baba Booey at Gary as he got out of the water. We were on the water slides or whatever that is. But, they were yelling out, fly, fly, flow, fly, Baba Booey. All right, coming up next, he's one of my favorite writers. He's Wright Thompson, and he's got a book on bourbon, but it's really about family. Well, I'll let Wright Thompson. Plus, we had a contest on this show about if you were going to have a drink, bourbon with a friend of yours, who would it be? And Wright Thompson said he was blown away by the number of entries from our audience. And Wright will read the winner of our contest. And it's a very, very emotional moment. And we'll talk to Wright Thompson, our good buddy. He'll join us coming up next here. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's everyone's favorite tournament of the year. Golfers in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket. DraftKings, leader in daily fantasy sports, putting you in the center of the action, giving you a shot to land the green. In this week, DraftKings contest, give you a shot at $1 million top prize. Download, sign up, use promo code SQUAD. If you haven't tried DraftKings, it's really easy. You pick six golfers. You have to stay under the salary cap, so you got to get a couple of surprises in there. Submit your lineup before the tournament tees off Thursday. Sit back, follow the action, and the lower they go on that leaderboard as far as going low with numbers, red numbers, the closer you get to winning some green. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code SQUAD during sign-up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action. Free shot at $1 million top prize. That's code SQUAD. You can get a free shot at $1 million top prize at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. DraftKings.com for details. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's like Oprah's book club. Jim Gray last hour on Talking to Goats, and we'll talk to Wright Thompson. His book is Pappyland, Story of Family, Fine Bourbon, and Things That Last. He'll join us here in a moment. This segment brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. What's the difference between an AMG skeptic and an AMG believer? A split second. That's the time it takes to fire up the ignition, step on the gas, and hear that engine roar. Go to mbusa.com/AMG, Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. Let me get to Steve in Illinois, and then we'll get to Wright Thompson. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
What's up, Dan? First time, long time, 5'10", and a slender 158. Love the show. You guys do phenomenal work. I thought I'd call in, and when you guys were talking about Pappy Van Winkle, my father runs a liquor store, and I worked there for several years. So I went through many Pappy Van Winkle days and Bourbon County days and all that sought after beer. I know Heady Topper is the big one out by you guys. We can't get it really out here. But I go back to what my boss once told me about, like, allocated beer and how people obsess over what they can have. He told me one day, he was like, Steven, if you couldn't find crap anywhere and we had crap, people would be knocking down our doors begging for our crap.
Thank you, Steven. We make the smooth segue to Wright Thompson, ESPN senior writer. The new book is Pappyland, a story of family, fine bourbon, and things that last, available beginning today online and wherever books are sold, and a reason to drink bourbon for the last 4 years while writing this book. Well done, Wright Thompson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
All right, so the idea is hatched how, when, where, why?
You know, at first it was like, maybe if I wrote a book about this guy, I could get some of this stuff. But it turns out that, like, I kept waiting to be shown, like, the mystery supply, but it doesn't exist. It's so rare that the Van Winkles themselves barely have it. And I just started going up there and hanging out with him, and I wasn't sure what the book was going to be. And I'm sure you've experienced this. The conversations I was having about, you know, he was going through a cancer fight. I just had our first child, and the conversations we were having about his father and my father and the kind of parent I wanted to be, those felt as much of the part of the story of the whiskey as the whiskey itself. And so the book was born. It's sort of a winding together of the history of the Van Winkle brand and of Kentucky bourbon with, you know, like, my wife read it for the first time, and I was trying to tell her my grand literary theory for it, and she was like, oh, you wrote Eat, Pray, Love for dads. And I was like, damn it. Like, that's not – don't tell anyone that. Like, it's not – you're going to kill my – any street cred I had is gone. It really is an exploration of inheritance and of, you know, the things that – the things we inherit from our fathers and the things we want to pass on to our children.
When did Pappy become something bigger than just a bourbon?
You know, in 1997, it got this famous 99 score. And I don't even really know how those things are rated, but people went nuts for it. And for years, Julian Van Winkle, who makes it, had just been going deeper and deeper into debt to keep this thing alive. The short story is his grandfather, Pappy Van Winkle, started the Stutzel Weller distillery, and then Julian's father lost it. And so Julian had spent his whole life just hanging on by his fingernails in the whiskey business, to the point that this year he is finally paying off the last of those loans. So 2021 will be the first year in the black.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how long it took. And so they got this score, and all of a sudden people went crazy for it. And everyone realized what a small group of aficionados had always known, which was this was the best stuff in a bottle in the world. And now, I mean, as you know, as that guy was just saying, it's almost impossible to find. I mean, I'm raffling off 9 bottles of it this week at book events, and like people are buying 10 tickets. Like, it's the response to those raffle tickets is pretty astonishing.
Also, when you're talking to Pappy, people think that he's the one that jacks up the prices on the secondary market. And he's not, I don't know what a regular, let's say a 23-year aged bottle of Pappy, what would that go for? What's a regular price for that? And then the secondary?
It should be $270 to $300. And a secondary market starts at $3,000 and just keeps going up. I mean, it's really crazy. And Julian will tell you no bourbon is worth $3,000. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a stretch at $300. So it was pretty interesting to be inside that and see them sort of deal with people who think they're getting rich when they're not.
Why Kentucky? Why is Kentucky the home of bourbon?
You know, American whiskey started, it was rye whiskey in New York State and then in Pennsylvania. And then, you know, the big Alexander Hamilton, George Washington fight over the whiskey tax was really, I mean, the seeds of the 2020 election were planted then. And the whiskey tax was designed by someone who lived in a city who sort of thought it was a sin tax. And George Washington understood that making whiskey was how farmers who lived way out in the middle of nowhere kept their crops from rotting. And so all those people migrated from Pennsylvania down to Kentucky, because there was a time when Kentucky was the Montana of America. It was the wild frontier. And so all of those farmers moved from New York to Pennsylvania and then down to Kentucky.
How would you describe that first taste of Pappy Van Winkle for those who probably will never get that opportunity?
You know, even when they, before the taste, I mean, even when they pour it in the glass, and I'm not one of those wine guys who can, you know, I don't know how to do that. So this is a pretty amateur opinion, but just looking at it going in the glass, the viscosity of it is different. I mean, I write about this a lot in Pappy Land, just watching people have it. Do you know what I mean? Like the bucket list aspect of it, you can tell when it's poured that it's not the crap you were drinking in college.
Can you take tours of Pappy Land?
You can. You can go to the Buffalo Trace Distillery. It's actually really cool. I would not recommend doing it after a night of hard drinking. I took a friend's bachelor party there one time, and you step out of the car, man, and it is overpowering smell of whiskey. But no, the tours are fabulous. It's the Buffalo Trace Distillery. You sort of come down a hill. It's like a time machine. I mean, you know, so much of bourbon and the people who love it is associated with nostalgia. I read somewhere recently, nostalgia comes from the Greek words for home and pain. And that sort of feels perfect when you think about a glass of bourbon and remembering your father, or, you know, a toast to people who are no longer here. And, you know, exploring why bourbon means that thing to us is a big part of the book.
Is there bourbon snobbery? Did you encounter that?
You know, it's interesting. There's so much bourbon snobbery. And I was sort of making fun of him. And Julian shut me down pretty good, because he was just like, hey, man, who are you to tell somebody how to enjoy something? If the thing they like about it is being a purist about it, then like live and let live, man. And I learned from that, actually. I mean, I spent a lot of time around Julian, and he's a pretty remarkable guy. And you know, like if I have a business decision in the future or a family thing, he's somebody I would call sort of like a father figure. You know, I lost my father young, and I think a lot of people that happens to spend a lot of time trying to replace that and looking for people who serve that role in their lives. And so, you know, very early on, I knew I didn't just want to write the history of Van Winkle. I wanted to write about the 4 years I spent with Julian because of that very reason, because the most interesting parts to me were just riding shotgun with him and hearing how he thought about things.
Yeah, it presents itself as it's about bourbon, but it's not about bourbon. It's about lives. It's about families. It's about fathers. It's about sharing a moment there. You have thoroughbred racing that's also intertwined in this as well. So there's, you know, it's typical Wright Thompson that you got different layers going on. And I really enjoyed it. It was a quick read, an easy read, a great read. It's called Pappyland, the story of family, fine bourbon, and things that last, available beginning today, both online and wherever books are sold. Are you going to the Masters?
You know, I was going to the Masters, and then I had a 2-week early daughter Friday. So I am no longer going to the Masters. I am instead dealing with the utter chaos in my house of the arrival of Louise Thompson.
So you got two under the age of two?
Two under the age of three. So I need the Pappy Van Winkle.
Your wife might have needed that at childbirth.
Yeah.
Instead of those Jell-O cubes, you would have just had bourbon cubes.
That's what I dropped the ball on that, Dan.
And it's going to be so strange with no patrons there and the Masters in November. It's still going to look the same, probably sound the same to a certain degree, except for the patrons. But I was surprised they didn't try to incorporate any kind of group there or give people an opportunity you'd never get a chance to go there. Like there's nobody going to be there. That ambiance is really what separates it from every other tournament.
It's going to be really strange. You know, ESPN had I'm sure you know Tim Horgan and Bluefoot, but like the guys who do all those bumps and teases, they were just there a week ago. And I was sort of expecting the place to look different because it was fall.
Yeah.
And he called the first day, was like, "This is so weird. I don't know what they've done. These guys are miracle workers. The course looks exactly like it would look in April." I mean, like these guys, like seasons have no dominion over whoever's running that golf course. It's pretty remarkable.
We had a contest that was, you had a contest that you incorporated our show and you invited our listeners to write who they would have. Well, give us the context of it. And then if you want to paraphrase the winning letter.
Yeah, man, we were talking a couple of months ago and I just sort of said, look, tell me who you would drink a bottle of Pappy with and why. Because I feel like that question gets at the heart of what the book is about, which is about community and friendship and loss and regret and longing and home. And I don't know, man, you do these things and I expected to get a couple of them. And I mean, one of the things, I mean, you know this very well, and Todd knows this, but the people that listen to your show, it's a real community of people.
Yeah.
And they're loyal. They love it. And I certainly didn't realize that until these letters started pouring in. And like my wife and I would sit there and read them, and every one was more moving than the one that came before. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pick. And ultimately, I got one. Today is the Marine Corps birthday, which is a big deal in the Marine Corps. And I got a letter from I don't want to call him a former Marine because they get really upset about that. But like I've done that in print, and you will only do that once because the emails start flooding in. And so, but he is a retired. I don't know what. He's not a Marine Corps officer.
He's not active.
Correct.
Okay.
And but he told me that his name is Ted Hubbard. And he told me that he wanted to drink a bottle of Pappy with the father of one of his Marines who was killed in Afghanistan. And he sent me this picture of he and three of his Marines, including Seth Sharp, who was killed in action, as they're leaving on the mission from which Seth wouldn't return. I mean, it makes the hair stand up on my arms. Mm-hmm. And he said he wanted to drink this bottle with Seth's father, Rick. And I just thought that like that instinct and impulse flows through the very heart of everything the book is trying to be. And so we sent him a bottle. He's got it right now. And I sort of feel like, I mean, jokes aside, man, anything else that happens from this is gravy. Like to be able to send one of these things and have it serve its true purpose. I mean, Julian is over the moon at it, because as opposed to someone collecting it and it getting dust in a cabinet like a trophy, this is going to be someone, you know, using it for its purpose in the world. And it's just, it really does say something about the community of people on this show, because I was stunned at the response. I mean, a lot of people, like, I don't know how many people listen to this, Dan, but it's a lot, because I was stunned at the response.
Yeah, I'd keep getting these updates from Wright. He'd be like, they're not stopping. Like, we're getting more letters. Oh, it's so hard to pick a winner. And then I went, great. I was glad that my audience responded to something that I thought was really important. Next sports story you're working on?
I have an Archie Manning profile coming out on ESPN that I feel like is for someone who's been written about as much as Archie Manning, I feel like this is probably 8,000 new words about Archie Manning. So I'm pretty excited about that. It feels wholly new. And, man, we are all masters all the time. I was up last night recording voiceovers. I was talking about silence. We're leaning into it, Dan.
Well done, as always. Great to talk to you again. What's your next book?
Man, I got a couple of things I'm kicking around.
You're going to do the history of Coors Light? Is that what you said?
Well, I think I was going to do the history of Busch Light because I only find products here.
No, do you have – wait, you don't want to tell me? Is this something you want to tell me in private?
I have a couple of things I'm kicking around. I'm also hoping that the Dan Patrick audience buys so many of these books that I get to go back to Penguin and, like, make them triple their money.
Ooh,
so we're
–
Yeah, so okay. You are hereby deputized.
Congrats on daughter number two.
Thank you so much, man. Awesome. We're really – really excited.
Now, when you get to your third daughter, then contact me and then I'll help you.
Oh, you have three?
Yes.
All right. I'm not joking. Like, I have lots of questions. How old are they?
They are in their 20s.
So is everybody out of the house?
They never leave.
They never leave?
Yes.
That's good and bad. I like the idea of, like, we have a little kid running around here talking about her baby Hista, and it's the cool, like, I'm over the moon about
it. Well, I got a 22-year-old who said, I said, what are you going to do when you graduate from school? And she said, I'm thinking of staying at home, living at home till I'm 30. And I said, okay. Like, I love having them home, and girls are the best. And the advice I always give to people is, listen. If you're a dad, listen to your daughters. You don't have to lecture. You don't have to do anything other than listen, because they'll tell you everything you want to hear if they think you're listening and not lecturing.
Well, that's actually really good advice.
Your wife as well, by the way. Just listen.
I've already screwed that up.
And have bourbon on on hand as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, like, exactly. Lots of it.
Good luck with the book, Wright. Great to talk to you as always, buddy.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks, guys.
And so Wright Thompson, ESPN senior writer, the new book, Pappy Land, A Story of Family, Fine Bourbon, and Things That Last. It's well done. And as I said, it's really about family, about fathers. He does incorporate the bourbon in there. And he also brings in thoroughbred racing as well. It takes place in Kentucky. But well done. And he's a great writer as well. Back after this, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and an update on the Cameron crazies that they're not going to be crazy about. Have that next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I got Mac football tonight. Looking at the betting lines, entertainment purposes only. And we might have some blowouts, Bowling.
Dan, your Ohio Bobcats are favored by 27 and a hook over Akron. Kent State Golden Flashes by 20.5. Over Bowling Green. Tough start for Bowling Green. And the game of the night, though, Miami, Ohio versus Buffalo should be a good one.
Duke will not have fans for its basketball games due to coronavirus. The Cameron Crazies have been sidelined as the college sports world continues to wrestle with the impact of the coronavirus. Duke announced today no fans, Cameron Indoor Stadium for men's and women's basketball games. The school has not allowed fans at home for football games either. Yes, Paulie?
How about one fan? One person to represent the Cameron Crazies, like the leader, the president, and that person makes all the heckling and all the noise.
How about you have one, like, either on end? One side, like all four areas, like, you know, so
four
underneath
people.
The hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underneath both hoops and then on the side, you know, right at the tip-off.
They coordinate area. Their chants.
Yes. And they get painted, face painted. Yeah, McLovin.
I can't think of one guy who's in college basketball this year off the top of my head. It feels so distant without the tournament
I know.
Last year.
It's like Zion Williamson sucked the life out of college basketball. And then no tournament last year. Therefore, we're not really inspired by this NBA draft coming up in a week. You're going, one of the Ball brothers, James Wiseman. That's, you know, and who's the kid from Georgia?
Anthony Edwards,
who's not even the most famous Anthony Edwards. The guy from ER is, yes.
Fox.
And Goose in Top Gun, yes.
FS1 is airing a game with Bronny James and Imani Bates in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. No,
we know those guys a lot more than the college guys out.
Yeah, Bates. Yeah.
I mean, Bronny is obviously an exception.
Is Bates a senior or junior?
He's still a junior.
Oh, my gosh. Can he go to college early? It's like going pro.
I think, where are the pros coming out of high school? That's happening again soon.
Soon. I think after next season. Craig in Florida joins us. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, 5'10", 200 pounds. I wanted to thank you for the Alex tribute yesterday. And the second question I had just for you guys, when you're back in the mothership and did the baseball highlights, who started the whiff? It was great theater. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. Yeah, I did. It was based off playing wiffle ball in my backyard with my younger brother, Dave. And whenever I would strike him out, it wasn't enough that I struck him out. It was the whiff. And it was based off wiffle ball. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. And then we'll get to this day in sports history. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Dad, real quick, you dunked on Dr. J, man. That would be in my obituary. Here lies Dan Patrick, love, Fire Nation, Full Sail University, ESPN, great, and dunked on Dr. J. My question to you is this, though. In anticipation of the offseason quarterback carousel, are we living in the golden age of quarterbacks? Because I can't remember this many good quarterbacks being around. You got Breeze, Brady, Ben, still doing their thing. You got the mid-level quarterbacks, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, you know, depending on where Matt Stafford goes next year, 49ers, he could be looking good. And you're talking to a guy who had to suffer through names like Joey Harrington, Scott Mitchell, you know, Gus Frat. Are we living in the golden age of quarterbacks right now?
Yeah, it feels like, thank you, Jeff, it feels like we have more quarterbacks than we have jobs. That there are a lot of good quarterbacks. You got two more, at least two more coming in who will probably start right away. And then you are probably going to get four first round drafted quarterbacks. Yes, McLovin.
Even the guys everyone thought was probably going to be a bust. Like Justin Herbert is ready already. Everyone's like, oh, he's a raw product. Josh Allen, everyone's like, he's a raw product. And they're ready immediately. It's weird. Kyler Murray.
How did I have such a high opinion of Josh Rosen?
Oh, everybody did. He went number 10 overall.
Yeah, I know. It felt like he was more prepared for the NFL than Josh Allen was with Buffalo. But and Josh Allen is still a work in progress. But, man, the ceiling he has is a pretty high ceiling. It's just I think he's still learning to play the position. Yeah, McLovin.
It's true. Josh Rosen was smart, but maybe football smart and book smart are not the same thing.
Yeah. And he rubbed people the wrong way, I think, with his personality. This day in sports history, Paulie?
1928, Newt Rockne, the head coach of Notre Dame, did his win one for the Gipper speech at halftime of a tied game between Notre Dame and Army. He also used it again two other times later that season.
Overrated.
Newt Rockne.
Newt Canute Rockne. Todd, what'd you learn today?
If you don't want anyone to actually drink your expensive booze at your Christmas party, do not leave it out on display.
Absolutely, because they'll do it. McLovin.
Jim Gray and Richard Dixon's story. Great.
That was a great story. Now, Seton O'Connor.
The Pappy Van Winkles aren't getting rich.
No, they not. Secondary market is. Paulie?
Ray Thompson's next book is going to be on like Bojangles or Chick-fil-A.
What we learned brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. Safest way to celebrate fall birthdays this year, 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, order dozen multicolored roses, extra bouquet, just $29.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, enter the code Patrick. Thanks for joining us. Had fun today. Talk to you tomorrow.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.